Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day and for life and health and strength. And I just pray, Father, please, for your good hand upon us today, that you would watch over us and keep us, that you would, Lord, just help us to take this little bit of time and focus it on you and your word, on praising you. And, Lord, lifting up our prayer requests and petitions, especially for our countries. Lord, our leaders really do need your good hand upon them, but a proper Christian guidance of standards. Lord, I pray you please for them. Please, Lord, don't ever be done convicting them, speaking to them. Lord, working in their lives, all the coincidences that they need to point them in the right direction. Lord, please, I pray you do that. And Lord, not just for ourselves, but for folks all around the country, I pray you please that you would convict of sin and judgment to come. Lord, that you would edify the saints, teach us more, help us to grow and to learn more about you and to live lives that are more pleasing to you. Watch over our missionaries, Lord, and the missionaries of other churches around the world that are seeing souls saved. Pray that you'd bless them. I pray you, Lord, for clarity of sight and understanding for people everywhere as they listen to the gospel so that they can discern what's right and, Lord, discern those that would be pretenders. We just love you and thank you. We pray for your good hand upon us this morning. And, Lord, we leave these things at your feet and pray that you'll grant them according to your will. Amen. All right. Would you like to take and play number two for us this morning, Mrs. Bradfield? There's a wee black book there. If you would like to take and play or turn to number two, and we'll sing this blessed old book.
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. It's a light to my pathway and a lamp to my feet. When the world gets so dark you can't see, and I've not made a change in one word that it says, but it sure made a change in me. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a song where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, not keeps me from sin. When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, it reminds me I owe a great debt to all of the martyrs who'd go to the stake and quoted with their dying breath. Well, its critics are many and believers are few, but one thing I found to be true: if you find when you read it that there's something wrong, there's something wrong with you. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, not keeps me from sin.
Don't put those wee books away. If you want to turn to number 10, I think that's Norman's request this morning. Hymn number 10 is Thine Be the Glory. Amen. We'll stand as we sing this one.
angels in bright raiment roll the stone away, kept the folded grave clothes where thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let his church with gladness hymns of triumph sing. For the Son, endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won.
Amen. You may be seated. Norman, if you're good to read, you come ahead, brother, please.
This morning's reading is from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believes in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offences, for it must needs be that offences come, but woe to that man by whom the offences cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eyes offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven Their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two or of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that shall ask, that they shall ask, it shall be done to them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. The Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servants fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told their lord all that was done. And his lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Shouldst not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Amen.
Good parables and whatnot there. Thank you for that. Man, I just want to remind everybody just to make sure that you get one of our little prayer lists, one of the little yellow ones, and take a moment or two to, throughout the week, just to lift up those names in prayer. There are some very specific ones, private prayer requests as well. We are also praying for the family of that MP, the Ames family or Amos family, over in England, that was killed by a Somalian member of his, not congregation, what's the word, constituency. Please do pray for the Amos family, if you would. There is another family as well that lost some, people that have died in a car accident. This was brought to us by Steve and Pat, and a husband who is up for the murder of his wife. My goodness, please do pray for those families as well. And family members, you know, we all have family members that need to get saved. Please do pray for them as well. I think really that's about that. There's nothing, is there anything else special that we need a wee bit of extra prayer for? Pray for Norman and me. We have another couple, two, maybe 3 or 4 weeks of work ahead of us, putting the stuff on the other side of the church and just double checking the roof. The Lord's been very good to us. We have found the roof that's been over our heads for, well, me for the past 23 years and keeping the church up maybe for the past 30. Had a few, how would we put it, holes in it. And not where the nails go in. In fact, exactly where the nails go in. So we have been having to do a bit of work that we didn't think we would have to do. But we would appreciate your prayers for good weather and the usual strength and safety as we cowboy ourselves around the church. As you can see, the front looks very well. There's a lot of work gone into it. And we appreciate all the prayers and all the support. We need the same for the other side as well. So please bear that in mind. Other than that, I think we're pretty much, I think that's about that. Amen. Will, would you pray for us, and then we'll sing another song. Thank you.
Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the nice, lovely day that you've given us, Lord. And thank you for all those that have been sending us something down across for our sins, Lord. And I bet for our sins, Lord, and we're only accepting that you'll save us from eternal damnation and save our souls, Lord. And Lord, we have some problems with Christian and Taylor, Lord, as a child, Lord, we're praying for them, keeping this union, delivering them, keeping them there out there today, Lord, give them journey in verses, Lord, always bring us in the house next point in time as well, Lord. With Frank and provide for him and love them, deliver them from trouble, keep them safe and well, Lord. And with their work, we must run to him and deliver them from any trouble, Lord, and away from the night of matters, provide for him and keep them, Lord, as well, Lord. But save Carl, Stephen, and John, Lord, save from his sins, deliver them from any trouble, provide for him and keep them safe and well, Lord, as well, Lord. With Esther, heal from her infirmities, Lord, from her lymphoma, from her backward, deliver from any pain or suffering in her legs or in her finger, Lord, or in her body, Lord, heal to us, well, Lord, from any in trouble, Lord. With Stephen Pat, Lord, heal them both from a diabetes, Lord, with Stephen, he's from this, Lord, heal them and keep them safe and well, Lord, bring them out next point time to the church, Lord. Thanks for calling Charlotte for bringing them to church today, Lord. Pray for them, bless them, Lord. Give them a blessing today, Lord. And pray for them, bless them, and keep them well. And pray for the sermon, Lord. Pray for Mark as he comes to deliver the sermon, Lord. Give them a word to speak, Lord, and a message to touch our hearts, Lord, and to direct us as we should go in thy will and in thy word, Lord. And provide for us, give us, we're going to start a new week. And provide for us, give us, and bless the service for Jesus Christ again.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Time to get into the big fat hymn books. The green or the burgundy coloured one, if you'd like to take and turn there. And if you turn to 116 is He Leadeth Me. And this is a sort of a newish one. So do your best and we will hope and pray that everything turns out that sounds like a song. Amen.
By water still or trouble.
say, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. My own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. By his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. By his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be,
for by
his hand he leadeth me.
Amen. That was an experience. Amen. That's still pretty new to me. 305. This will be the last hymn we sing before we open our Bibles. 305 in the big hymn books. Yield not to temptation. Everybody should have a good idea of this. And if you're fit, we'll stand as we sing. Yield not to temptation.
Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. To him that o'ercometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we shall conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through.
Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bible with you, please take and turn to Luke chapter 13 this morning. Luke chapter 13, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 1 on the subject of what more do you need? Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse number 1. Amen. Glad to have you here. Do please pray, as Will has already done, for those that couldn't be, for Esther, Pat and Steve, Christy and Taylor. They are up with Stan and Karen this morning, so please do pray for them as they travel, hoping to be back with us this evening. For Frank as well, we're glad to have Colin and Charlotte with us today. Very glad, good to see you. To see you again. Amen. Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse number 1. The Word of God says, there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. In other words, they'd been killed in the temple. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell ye nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable, and this is our text this morning. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and he sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit in this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Amen. That's our text. That's our Bible reading. Our text is verses 6 through 9, the parable of the fig tree. And we're speaking on the subject of what more do you need? What more do you need? Let's pray again, and then we'll continue. Heavenly Father, we just pray your good hand upon this portion of the service and the bits that have gone before. And Lord, just please, please take and use them to speak to each one of us today. Thank you for loving us and watching over us. Please be with our absent brethren. Bless our missionaries. Speak to our leaders. Bless and keep and protect Israel. And Lord, please be one of our number today. We love you and thank you. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. What more do you need? Before we get to that, I want to speak on the bits around our text, because it's always good to have a little bit of context around your text. I heard someone, I'm not good in English, my wife could better explain it, that says if you take a text out of context, it becomes a pretext. That sounds good to me. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I think it means that if you take it out of context, you can pretty much make it mean whatever you want. So it's always a good thing to read the little bit before and the little bit afterwards. If not, I remember someone telling me how they used to just love to flick the Bible and put their finger in it and read the verse, and that was their Bible reading. And what they came across this one time was they flicked through into the New Testament, put their finger on, and it said, "And Judas went and hanged himself." And then flicked again and put their finger on another verse, and it said, "Go and do thou likewise." So if you're not reading the Bible in its entirety, you're going to get stuff wildly out of context. Anyway, the Lord begins, well, in Luke chapter 13, right up until verse number 6. The Lord is talking about life. And he says, just because bad things happen to someone does not mean they're a bad person. It's not karma that we observe. We follow and trust in the God that knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And whenever we keep our eyes on him and listen to him, then we're ready to meet what happens tomorrow or what happens in the next 5 or 10 minutes. The Lord said everybody is going to go into eternity sooner or later. But if you don't get saved, if you don't repent, you will all likewise perish. You will go in.